You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mor talks about red parshas chaydish. There's a din of kashbisu, ach biyom arishin kashbisu. Pashkusha means the first day of Yom Tov, and Chazal darshan that it means erev Yom Tov. Kashbisu is erev Yom Tov. So there's a few drushes. We're going to focus on one drusha. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein atzach. You don't need the other pesuk. Rei Omer ach biyom arishin kashbisu so metecha. V'ksid kol malacha lo yasu behem. V'metzinu lavara shiav malacha. In other words, basically saying is that ein bir chamid. The Gemara says, "Let's see. I'm a Rav. Shmami na mit Rukiva Tlas. We hear three things from Rukiva. Shmami na ein bir chamid tishrei. The first thing is he holds that the Gemara darshan zechun to Yehuda. They learn out from Noser that the way you get rid of a chamid is by burning it. Oh, ein bir chamid tishrei for it. Now and the Mela. So Rukiva is saying you can't do it on Yom Tov because you can't make up fire. You can't." You make a fire on Yom Tov, right? Now, what does that mean? So, Gemara says three things. Ein bir chametz reifer, that's the first thing. Havar l'chalik, that's the second thing, which that's what we're going to focus on. We'll leave that for a second. That was yesterday's parsha, as you will know. Rashi, let's see, v'shmamina, lo yaminen hoyal v'chutra var l'tzara, chutra mami shol, which is unusual lashon. Usually Gemara calls them mitoyf. We notice something called metecha. In other words, we ourselves paskin, like Beit Hillel, according to one of the Mandamer, that even though the Torah says he now do malacha on Yom Tov, but it says achashiyas l'chol nefesh u'levada yachlim. You could do what's called oisal nefesh. Does that mean you could cook? You can self. Wow. What about doing a malacha that's not oisal nefesh? Like for instance, carrying your lulav. Can your ball, can your carriage? We know you're louder. Why is that? So because we hold a svar called metoya. Now Chazal understood, whoever you know, it's from the, there's a sefer called Meleches Yomtev, from Moshe Sokolovsky, the Imre Moshe. It's a sefer that he wrote before he met Rav Chaim. It's a totally different style than the second sefer. He went to Brisk, and in Brisk, he was very, in other words, he had a yeshiva in Brisk, Rav Nyman, I was once saying over in the Minchas Kinnuch chair something from the Imre Moshe. So the Rav said, I said, the middle, I said, the Rav, like the Lampam, the Rav, the Lampam, says, yeah, sure. He says, after the war. I said, after the war? He said, yeah, after the war. I said, really, he lived after the war? What? World War I, he said. Yeah, he said World War I. So recently they came out with a sefer about Brisk. And there's a list. Yes, I didn't say list, honestly. I know you're claiming I already said this story before. That was good. But this I didn't say. So this, they have a list of Talmidim that says Yankiv Naiman. You see, Imre Moshe's hand up. But anyway, so he wrote a sefer on Metoyach. The whole sefer's on Metoyach. So we learn out that just like you're allowed to make a fire to cook your food, you're allowed to make a fire to wash your hands. You want to make a fire, if you hold, you're allowed to smoke, to smoke. Just like you're allowed to carry in order to cook. You need the utensils to cook. You're allowed to carry a, not only a lulav, you could carry a ball, like this is a paluto, an inflated ball, and so forth. But Beis Shammai doesn't hold that. Beis Shammai holds only things that have to do with oisal nefesh. You could cook, but you can't carry. Go to Beis Shammai, you couldn't carry your lulav on yom. You have to leave in shul, and so forth and so on. So Rav Akiva must hold of that too. And therefore, since he must hold of that, right, therefore, there's no way to burn chametz on Pesach. If there would be a din of mitoyer. So just like you're allowed to burn, you're allowed to make a fire, and you make a fire in order to cook, you're allowed to make a fire to destroy your chametz. But he doesn't hold of it. So therefore, if the Torah said destroy your chametz on Pesach, it must mean Erev Pesach. But we're focusing in the second thing. Shmamina. Havar l'chalit l'paliket. So Rashi in yesterday's parsha, it's M'chalikas Tanaim de Gemara. It says in yesterday's parsha at the beginning, Lo sevaru eish b'chol mashvei seichem b'yayim ha-shabbos. And the Gemara asks, Havaras eish is one of the 39 malachas. What do you need a special pasuk? So the mandam holds l'chalit yatzasah holds right. It's the same as every malacha. But it's what we say in the Siddur, davar shehayah b'chlal, v'yatzah min haklal. Loy lelamed al atzel lam repal yotze. What? You would think that you're not chayav a miso, you're not chayav a carbon. It steers in Rashi. Seems to be steers in Rashi. Whether it means you'd think, let's say you did five things, or maybe you'd have to do all 39. We're learning Pasha. You would think you're not chayav miso until you do all 39 malachas, right? Well, sasa malacha means 39 malachas. Talmud Leinma, this yesterday, but no, just like Kafara is one Isra, one malacha, so too all the other malachas are separate malachas, right? That's the din. And the other man, the Amar Gezi, holds Avara Lelav Yatzitza. It's an exception to the rule. Other ones, you have Misa, you have Korban. Over here, the way Rashi learns it, you have Malchus. Now, there is a third Rasha, really, not in the Gemara. Anybody know the third Rasha? The wife knows it. You're not allowed to get upset on Shabbos. That's what it says in Chazal. The farmer brings the connection, very smiling. Okay, good. So the question is, what does it mean? What does it mean? Very good question. Allowed to get upset? Sunday, even Sunday can get upset. What does it mean? So what it means is the Sfarim say that the Ramak says that if you have that you can't have a pnimius dika upset by a chitzainus. Sometimes you have to show some of you're angry on the outside to teach them a lesson. Right? We have to know when we really mean it. Well, on the outside, maybe, right? No, it can't be just a emotional. It has to be that you want to teach your child something. So he says even on Shabbos you shouldn't do b'chol mashrei secha. Whether inside or the outside. Okay, good. I was just for Musa. For myself. Okay. But anyway, so the question is, the second limud, he says, is Havara, he must hold Havara Lechalik Yatzisom. And the Rishayna Mabadut, where do you see Havara Lechalik Yatzisom? It's an Issa is an Issa. So we'll first do Rashi, we'll do Tosis, and then we'll see. Rabbeinu Hanan didn't come out? I didn't write Rabbeinu Hanan. Yeah, okay. So I see. Okay, all right, I forgot to write. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Shema mina. Okay, let's see. Midikama, I'm sorry. Shu av malacha. He said av malacha. So you're like, I'm not some damn bar lachalik, it's a song. In other words, Rashi was Pashat, he called it Av Malacha. If it was Lelav Yatzisa, you wouldn't call it an Av. It would be a separate category. Okay? The Sanya, Avar Lelav Yatzisa, Shaisa Machal, Loi Sasko Malacha, Sasa Vaitsiya Mekal, Apart Malav La Atzma, Loi Macha, She'ena Bemitzis Bezin Kashar Malachas, El Belav Zelavada. It's just a lot. It's Rashi other place, and some legend says, you get Malchus. He does 4 or 5, right? So he's chayv one, go through Shabbos and see how many he did. Okay, right now we don't have to go into Rashi, other places, all of them. The chad lav ika b'kul chad kar. So fikdach, parid, bob, if nafs, the Torah, specified, lahakashur, to make a hekashur, mahim yuched shav malach, chayv malatra. I'm a Rav Yosef Lava Malachi.
Even if Nasa would agree that you get 5 or 6, but he's not saying it's not true.
No, that Rav Nasa, Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, yes, for different pasuk. Yeah, he agrees to that din. So you're right, that's correct. He's right. He agrees to the din, but not from this pasuk. Right. But he calls it Havara. Okay. Tosis says not that way. Tosis learns the Chalak Yatzisot. That's like Rashi. He's saying you're not allowed to do it in Yom Tov. Why not? It's a malacha. No, if it would be Lelav Yatzisa, it would not be applicable to Yom Tov. Now, this is not clear. Why not? Why shouldn't it be applicable to Yom Tov? And Rishayna bring the Yerushalmi. That goes according to this, that you're allowed to make a ner levatala, an ish levatala. Because you can't just make a fire for no reason. You have to make a fire. You have to cook your water, to heat your water, to wash yourself, right, and so forth and so on. But to make a fire for no reason at all, that you're not allowed to do. So Yishami says, on Yom Tov you cook, right? Then you cook. The question is why. So first we'll focus on that, why. Well, we've talked about it over the years. It wasn't going to be the subject, but we'll wake up just into two. There's a machlokes rishonim if Kedushas Behenta is noig on Yom Tov. In other words, if you have an animal that's working on type that does work, and it's your animal, you have to stop the animal from working. Or any animal, quote the most, come out all the Rishonim, you can't make a animal work. I mean, it doesn't have to an animal work. Any animal. Your animal, if it works even by itself, over your dog is trained to carry things in the streets, you have to stop. But if it's somebody else's dog, that's not your responsibility. But you can't make work. That's called mechamer. Those are the two isurim. It's not lametes malach. It's a special isur on Shabbos. Is that the elsav shvisas avdo? Your eved who's not Jewish. Let's say you have an eved who's not Jewish, meaning you didn't do mila on him yet, mila and tvila. Is your eved Kanani, but he didn't become the kedusha of eved Kanani. It's a chayv mitzvah. Is he allowed to do work for you? It's also right. Or shvisas ktanim, a child. This be a special isur. Besides the regular issue of making a child doing this, is an issue if your child does malach on Shabbos. Are all those applicable to Yom Tov? Machlekes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch brings machlekes Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch itself brings two shitas. Right? Whether if your animal works, you have to stop your animal from working on Yom Tov. Oh, so many achrenim want to learn. The Taisus holds that way. The Taisus holds that if you say havar l'lav yotze, that means it's its own lav on Shabbos, and therefore, right? Therefore, you can't go ahead and do it on Shabbos, but Yom Tov you could. And some say no, that's different. The Sunnah himself touches upon it. He says that's a big difference. Shvisas b'hemta is not a malacha, you know. It's an issur. So who says it's applicable Yom Tov? But havara might not have the punishment, but it's still a malacha. You're doing a malacha. So the Tzlach has, and he says, could be, maybe Tzlach says, that since, according to this mandamar, it says, L'suvara eish b'chol mashe seichem, b'yayim ha-shabbos, avu b'yayim tov it's mut. That's the pshat over here. Now, we're going to focus upon Rabbeinu Hananu, which, I must have skipped it by mistake, okay. So listen to the Rabbeinu Hananu. Rabbeinu Hananu has a third shot. Rabbeinu Hananu says like this. Shema mina, shemina mina, avara lechalik yatzasa. The isal kadaitach lelav yatzasa. If the tesi esay dashvasas chametz litchi lav davara. What's the problem? You can't make a fire in Yom Tov. Let the essay of tashbisu be doicha the lav of Yom Tov. That's what he titled, yeah? Huh? Oh. That's, you're already two steps ahead. Let's do first step. Okay, very good question. One second. No, run with now as slave. So that's good. We got, but let's put it like this. In other words, before we talk about essay, if it there's an essa decholoisis and you disregard what Rabizi said, that Gemara, so what's the difference? You hold the chalak yatzah lelav yatzah. It's not Mises Bezin. We know Shabbos is Mises Bezin. Yom Tov is not Mises Bezin. So if it's essa decholoisis, what's the difference with shita you hold? Okay? But that's what. So the obvious answer is that's not true. That's not what we're dealing with. It's essa nessa decholoisis of essa. So that's a Gemara. That's correct. Rabizi's right. The Gemara says like this. I'm going to first the background to the Gemara, the one which says Psachim Pei Dalet. The Gemara feels like this. In the Mishnah, it says that if you have Noiser from the Purim Pesach, you burn it on the 16th, not the morning of the 15th. So the Gemara says, yes, why not? Even though it's Yom Tov, but it should be Esedecha. The Gemara uses the Lashon in one place, Esedecha Leisei. you have the similar, but Mila Shalei Bizmano. Why can't you do Mila Shalei Bizmano? Do Mila Shalei Bizmano as a Decholosis. So Gemara has a few Terutz and Psukim, but we Paskin, this is the way the Rambam Paskin, this is where we Paskin. Or Washi Amar, that Aleph is from the computer, I guess. Shabbos and the Yomtif Esahu, the Ein Esah Decholosis the Asay. It's Ein Esah Decholosis of Asay. So this is right. You see, tomorrow we hold Ein Esah Decholosis. In other words, if one will ask, why can't you burn Bamitz on Yom Tov, let's say, even if you don't hold the Mitzvah, but let Esah be Decholosis, the answer is Ein Esah Decholosis of Asay. So the question is, what Rabbi Zvi is asking is, the Kasha is, so therefore, even if you hold the Lab Yad, it's a Loisah Asay, but Ein Esah Decholosis of Asay. So what I'm telling you is basically really a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch actually says this, but he didn't have the Rabbeinu Chananel, which we don't either at this point. But he learns it fast. So let's go with a Gemara like this. The Gemara at the beginning of Yevamis goes in Esa Decholaisase, and the Gemara has a Shaila, is, do you say Esa Decholaisase Shebekares? It's Esed Dechel. Where do we know Esed Dechel? Is it from Lion B'Tzitzis? So maybe it's only like Tzitzis, which is a lav. But a lav of Kares, maybe like the Gemara talks about Yibum with his daughter. Did he do Yibum with his daughter? Why should he do Esed Dechel? But it's a Loisah B'Kares. In my case, to a whole few blood of Shakar Atayin. One place the Gemara wants to bring the Beraya is from here. Yachol Yehei. Let's say your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos. You have to listen to your father. So you think that you could be Mechal Shabbos. Okay? Now, this you also heard from me, Rav Tully, but I bet you don't remember this. The Rishonim ask, not clear what the Kasha is exactly, but the Rishonim ask, if your father's telling you Mechal Shabbos, then he's a Rasha. And if it's a Rashi, you don't have to listen to your father. Yeah, that's what Rishon is. So Rav Kivega brings his kasha, Cheskuni from the Bels Maimonius, the Ostritz of Rabbi, right? The Ostritz of Rabbi, the great sense. Ostritz of Rabbi is a genius, should be genius. I once sat with a Yid 2 hours who was his Talmud, and he described him. He said that the Ostritz, when he learned, his head would go up whenever he had a Chiddush. So he said that when he learned, he used to go, like, every 2 seconds, his head would go up. He was a genius. Those of you who know Yankel Druman loves the sefer. You have to be Yankel Druman's head to love the sefer. So anyway, they once gave him a phone when the firm, and they told him he could speak here to America. He said, well, he said, oh, so it's answered the car show. I said, why? His father's in America, and he's telling you, and he's not doing a Chil Shabbos. He's not a Russia. On the spot. That was the first thing he said. Anyway, so Gemara says, I would think that, Tully, you remember this one? No. I think so. Well, okay, that's a different thing. Okay. I'm saying the story. Yochel, Yakib, over the Shabbos, Hamaleme Ish. What does the pasuk tell you? We also learned this. They tell you, "Kulam chayav ruchleid," that you can't be mechal shabbos even. Paul tells you, "Oh, so now what was the havamina without this pasuk? That if your father tells you to be mechal shabbos, you have to listen. What for? What then? Esed decholaisa. It's a lav shabakaris. My lav the amalei shchaitli b'sheili, right?" He's telling you, your father tells you, I need to eat a chicken. Shush it for me. I need to eat some food. Cook it up for me. So that's malacha. So you see that essay, Dechalaksasashibakaris, was what he needed a pasuk to tell me not, because I would say, Essay Dechalaksasashibakaris. Zok the Gemara, lie, no. Love the Mechamer. His father's telling him, go get me some food. And in order to get the food in time, put it on a behema and bring it. So whatever it is, right? Get me something. Also, that's not a lav shuvah kares. So you would say the es of kibbutz ovein is dechel lav lachamim. You have no raya to lav shuvah kares. But filachilah dochel. Okay, then we don't need the rest. Okay. Rashi lav de matama asa behema shuvah lav de leisa sekom lacha after ventecha ubahal lav like a curse. There's no curse to ovid meisa. Begufe, the Gemara says, because you're not doing the physical thing, the animal's doing the work. Who command from Nis. Okay. The in timer. The hechi nigma machel odochi. Dilma shiny hochi, David Esavaloyasa said. Maybe the reason it's not dirty is because ain't Esadochaloyasa said the Ksid. So this is a whole shot on the gear sometimes, but we'll leave it. They didn't bring the other gears. But it's an essay. This is bothered. How could you think it's Deicha Makamer? It's a lav in the essay. Comes along Rabbeinu Yoina. More correctly, Hadusha Raz, but Bishen Rabbeinu Yoina. And how does he answer this? Maybe a Rav Zal Tirits. It's a little more obvious. I just took the law to Tirits. He asked this kasha, why is it Mechamer essay, loisasa an essay? De be Mechamer leka essay. De mistama tishbois eina essa ela ovis malachas. You hear? The essay is only on ovis malachas. In other words, something that's not an av malacha does not have an essay. Essay is dafka on ovis malachas. Oh, so with this, we can enter the Rabbeinu Chanano. Rabbeinu Chanano said, you would say Esa Dechaloisas, Director Busy, for our discussion, it's Esa and Loisas. The Torah says, no. If you hold a Varo Lalav Yatsasa, then it comes out, that's a Chal Yatsasa. It's a regular Av Malacha. If it's a regular Av Malacha, it has a Loisas the essay. And if I'm that's a Mer. Mashrein Kane, if you hold a Varo Lalav Yatsasa, it's its own separate Lav. It's malachas, and therefore it's on our malach, and therefore according to Rabbeinu Yain, it doesn't have that say, and that's the dechlas. So we have a pshat in the Rabbeinu Chanan. Again, the Minchas Tinah said this pshat on his own. He said, with the Rashbos, Rebbe, this is how I would learn pshat in the Gemara. But he didn't know, he didn't miss time. He didn't have a fill the shas, obviously. It wasn't printed in those days, or he didn't reach Galicia. That would answer the question.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.